And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, as we continue to dive into Romans, we reach chapter 2, verse 8, and this could be one of the great indictments in Holy Writ. The author, under the power of the Spirit, writes that God will pour out his anger and wrath upon those who live for themselves, refuse to obey the truth, and practice evil deeds. Living for ourselves incurs the wrath and anger of God, regardless of whether we are Christians or not. For non-believers, it results in eternal judgment. For believers, it leads to divine disappointment. Ooh. Next, those who persist in sinning and rebelling against God will face a difficult future. However, for those who live for the glory of the Lord, there will be glory, honor, and peace from God himself. This glory, honor, and peace are not like the world gives, which are always fleeting and never enduring. The glory, honor, and peace that God gives us is eternal, and that's what we want. And finally, the Lord makes it clear that merely knowing the law is not enough to find God's approval. The word is essential, but knowing the word and never putting it into practice is foolishness. We can know of the word just like we can know of God. To know the word is to do the word, is to live the word, and to honor the word, because they are in fact the very words of God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Wow. Spiritual observations. This is the way I see it. My life's insanities all day long. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, remember two things. One, it's not professional radio. And number two, it's just radio. Did you get that? Okay. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Ooh. You can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person.
Aww.
Not nice. Aww.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I will tell you what our cheat meal was from last week to this week. I shouldn't, but I will, because I do tell people a little bit about my life, maybe a little too much. We had brownies with a little can of vanilla frosting.
What a combo.
That's really something else,
right? Can't go wrong
with
that.
That's so good. And then I'll tell you what I do. People get upset about this. Don't be upset about stuff like this. Then I put it in the microwave for 16 seconds. And so then the frosting was just all melted into the brownie. Oh, it was good.
That sounds good. I kind of want to have that right now.
It was so good. It was good. By the way, nobody did respond to that. Only a few people, I should say, responded to the first music concert you ever went to. My first music concert, for those that want to know, you find this hard to believe, was the Beach Boys.
That's a good one. Yeah.
The Beach Boys, Pine Knob, Detroit, Michigan. My sister and Her boyfriend took me there. Okay. Let's just get into it. The bottom line is, if you've got something that you need prayer for, we'll pray for you. How will that go? I don't know. Let's ask God. Since he's in charge, let's ask him. Let's bring it to him. Surrender it to him. That's the idea. And if you've got something you want to share because the Lord's blessed you and something awesome, do that. That's cool. We're going to do history. We're going to do jokes. We'll see. We'll see if I do jokes. That's always we'll see how that goes. Plus, we're going to do, you know, trivia. Now, we've been doing some kind of different trivia, so I have an entirely new, different trivia again. Yesterday, we did a completely new one. Here's another new kind of trivia. You have to fill in the blanks, and I'm going to give you the reference. The scripture is, delight yourself in the blank, and he will give you the blank of your heart. Delight yourself in the, then you got to fill it in, and he will give you the of your heart. Your reference is Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the, and he shall give you the of your heart. If you think you know the answer, by the way, kind of an interesting way to approach that, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do our DNA. Why? Because we need to. D of our DNA, it's not the only DNA, but it's our DNA. It's the best way to say that. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just think of the newspaper, the Daily Planet. That's all you got to do. How often did they put the paper out?
Daily.
How often should we spend some time with the Lord?
Daily.
How much time? I don't know. I don't tell you how long to read the newspaper. I'm trying to tell you is this. Be it prayer, which is phenomenal, be it being in the Word. So when you're praying, you're talking to him, you're in the Word, he's talking to you. Be it in those situations, awesome, awesome, awesome. Spending time with the Lord. Fellowship's another great way because Jesus said, when two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's another awesome thing. In worship, in any form of serving, and different elements of ministry, sure. But spend relationship time with the Lord. Get apart and get refreshed from the presence of the Lord. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D-N. Never. I don't know how to express that any differently. Never, 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 never. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Don't pay attention when people on the news or in Hollywood or academics or some kind of sports person or some kind of celebrity tells you what the word says when they haven't read it, don't know it, and wouldn't know Jesus from a brown paper bag. You know that God created the universe, and you know he can write a book. It's Dear Human Race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. Bam. That's it. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. That's the N. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. Now, that means being ready to serve. So, I don't know. Have you ever watched a race? They say, on your mark, get ready. Right? You're not running at get ready. What are you when you get ready? You're what?
You're getting ready.
You're getting ready.
Go at go.
Right. You're ready to run. You're ready to go. Ready, 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 Freddie. You need to be ready. Whether your name's Freddie or Eddie or Betty, you need to be ready. Bottom line. It was pretty good. Freddie, Eddie, Betty, and Nettie. Oh, there you go. All right. There we go. Be ready. Always be ready to serve. Be ready to respond to the Lord. He will use you. He's just looking for people to say, here am I, send me. Okay? All right. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock, this is Kaylin.
How you doing?
All right, you.
I'm doing phenomenal. Toronto. Okay, so you're going to answer. This is the first time we've used this kind of trivia question. So you're going to be you're breaking new territory here because we haven't tried it before. So I'm going to set up the question, and then after I set it up, then you can answer it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's the question. Delight yourself in the blank, and he will give you the blank of your heart. What does it mean? Delight yourself in?
The Lord.
That is correct, Amundo, there. Excellent. And he shall give you the?
Desires of your heart.
Desires of your heart. That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Excellent, which is so cool. It's one of my favorite verses. If you spend your life enjoying God, he will give you a life to enjoy. That is just good. Awesome. Excellent job.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, see? That worked out pretty good. See? It's a different kind of question, though, right?
Worked out well, though.
Yeah, you know, we're working on it. You know, I'm working on all these different things. I come across these things. I'm like, that's different. That's good. That's a good way to do it. I like it. All right, here we go. All right, where are we at? What are we doing? What planet are we on? What day is this? This is Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday, and we are on Earth.
We are on Earth. Okay, we are temporarily on Earth. Temporary. We are temporary residents here on this here planet here. Okay. Please be praying for my wife and I. We have some possibilities that we might have to make some changes in some of the things in our lives. So we are asking for prayer for wisdom. We don't know that we will yet, but can't really say much about it, but we're praying about it. We need wisdom, just like everybody else needs wisdom. And I'd like to take this time, by the way, to pray for everybody for finances. Al asked if she's pregnant. No. Talk about an Abrahamic. Okay, anyway, let's just move on. Anyway, I want to pray for people's finances because I know that a lot of people are going through it. Your name does not have to be specifically mentioned for this prayer to apply to you. Okay? There are multiple prayers in the Bible where there are corporate prayers. Totally normal. The 120 prayed and the Holy Spirit worked upon them and fell upon them. Not each person was named, right? Even though we know who was there, that's not how they prayed. So I'm trying to tell you, this applies to you. And people are going through a hard time. And I want you to be aware of this. And it's just so powerful to understand. The Lord is your source and your resource. He is your source and your resource. Now, we used to make a joke when I was in earlier days of ministry. The Lord has a cattle on a thousand hills. And we used to say, I just want two, like one male, one female. The Lord knows what you need. The Lord knows what I need. He knows what we all need. And he has never failed us yet. And you'd think, well, I thought this should have gone this way. I bet that's what Joseph thought until he found out that he was being used to save an entire nation. And then he probably didn't think that way anymore. Get that? All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we thank you and praise you first and foremost, every one of us. Every one of us says thank you. Thank you, our Father, our King, our Lord, our God. Thank you for allowing us to know you, for allowing us to have even a moment of peace, and the graces and the mercies that you've poured into our lives. We are unworthy, and all this is better than we could ever deserve. We're so appreciative, oh Lord. Your grace is phenomenal. Your goodness extends way beyond us. And Lord, we've got people in our audience right now, they're hurting. They need some multiplying. They need some miracles. They need some fish and some bread to turn into more. Lord, I am asking you in the name of Jesus Christ to pour out your bounty on your people, to pour out your blessings on your people, to enable them, to put them in a different place, to give them the opportunity to be stewards of that which you commit to them. And Lord, I'm asking you to bless them with a sense of peace and confidence You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And our sound mind says, you are worthy to be trusted. So we look to you for our solutions. Guide us in the path. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. And what the whole teaching has to do with is the dissatisfaction that people have who are worldly when the divine is involved. I want you to hear that line. That's the big line. That's the big connector between all of this. The worldly are never satisfied if divinity is involved. So the example Jesus says is, you know, we played the flute for you, right? And the flute, you know, woo, the flute, yay, happy sounds, right? And the people are like, no. And it's like, okay, well, we sang a dirge for you, right? What'd you sing at a funeral, right? And the people were like, no. And then John the Baptist, he says, comes, and John the Baptist is as straight as you can get. We would call him, a massive teetotaler might be fair enough to say. And he says he's not eating bread, he's not drinking any wine. And you people, the way you respond, you go, hey, he's got a demon. And then Jesus, he says, I come, Son of Man comes, I'm eating and drinking. And then what do the people do? They extreme it out and they say, he's a glutton because he's eating, not eating more than he should, just eating. And he's a drunkard because he had wine. You see, this is the thing. The thing is that the world and the worldly are never satisfied. That's why I said that connection to the song. And don't get mad at me that I used a Rolling Stones song. It's not my fault. They wrote a song called I Can't Get No Satisfaction. This is the Lord trying to reach people at different levels, and people keep going, no, 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 no. And it's nonstop. And there's just no satisfying them. And even the one thing that I would say, and I've said this before in the beginning of this broadcast, and I don't really care about your political affiliations, but when people get going in a certain direction, you can't move them one way or another. And when the media was all over Donald Trump, it's fair to say that had he helped cure cancer with research, they would have accused Donald Trump of putting people out of business who were in the cancer business. It's just like that's exactly what they would have done. Everybody knows that. And it's because that's how the mentality is. If somebody comes along and does something that's good and it's not appreciative to the world or they don't like it, they will rip it to shreds. You can't play the flute. You can't sing a dirge. You can't be Johnny the Baptist. And you can't be Jesus Christ because none of those things satisfy. We want exactly what we want, which, by the way, they don't even know what they want. That's the irony. It's God that's giving the opportunity for people to get the answers, and people are so inwardly confused because of Satan, they wouldn't know a good thing if it split them in the eyeballs. That's the problem.
The David Spoon Experience.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I do want to remind people that if you have prayer requests, and I know we've talked about it before, but I want to make sure you understand. If on the website, you go to the website, there is a form, and you can keep the prayer request private, okay, or you can make it public. That's up to every, it's up to the individual. So there's a little box there that says make it public, and if you click make it public, it's make it public, and if not, then it's private. Just that simple. And if you got something that's going on and you're like trying to figure it out and work it through and need help in it, don't hesitate. We'll pray for you. I pray for it's difficult to pray for every single person by name. Because I have to eat. No, I mean, but everybody. And I mean everybody gets prayed for, and it is often much more than a mention. because I believe that's what the Lord wants of us. He wants us to love one another, to care for one another, to take care of one another. I have found much more life myself bringing other people's lives into mine. I find there's an incredible, I just got to say, it's an incredible reward that the Lord gives us. And I'm just so, so appreciative of his grace and of his mercy. So I want you to be aware of that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to move towards our Romans text. I'm trying to be super nice, but also super straightforward. If you've listened to this show for more than 15 minutes, we teach on sin, but we also teach on redemption. We teach that all sin, if you're apart from Christ, that's good enough to send you out. You can be done. We also teach that if you're a Christian and you're struggling with sin, there is redemption, there is answers, but there's, you know, an approach that has to be taken. There has to be a sincerity. There has to be an honesty. You have to be willing to repent. I mean, that's just big stuff. You can't just ignore that. You can't ignore the Christian walk. The thing about Christianity that has been poorly communicated, the thing about it is it's like, oh, you just say yes, and then you're done, and you never have to worry about it, and you got fire insurance. Well, I don't really have a problem if people actually start that way but then move into the kingdom. I have a problem with somebody who starts that way and then just stays there and just thinks of Christianity as fire insurance. I came in thinking it was fire insurance, and then the Lord said it's more than that. And that's what the Lord did for me. Does he do that all the time? I don't know. That's what he did for me. I said yes because I thought it was great, sounded great. And then the Lord said, well, you said yes, so now it's my turn. And nobody else was involved. The Lord just said, I'm taking over. Like, uh-oh. Anyway, all right, we do have somebody on the line. Is that right? Oh, well, let's send them on through real quickly. Knock, knock. This is David. You're 60 seconds late. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Robo, and I'm hoping I'm clear to land.
You're hoping you what?
Hoping I am clear to land. I am calling you from the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
You are clear. It's a nice day today. You're definitely clear to land.
It's beautiful Texas weather. Unfortunately, I am stuck in the airport with a long layover and will not be leaving to see your glorious state.
Oh, that's a bummer because there's so many cool things in Texas. It's not that it's the worst airport, maybe not the greatest airport, but you can't come to Texas, go to Dallas Airport and say, I've seen Texas. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I was looking for the sign that said, welcome to Texas Robo, held up by yourself with a chauffeur cap on, but I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of missed that one. I missed
gonna
that,
have
brother.
To come back next time and spend some more solid time here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We would love to have you. Where are you heading out to?
I am headed to Tennessee with my organization, the A&M Partnership, and we're going to be out there for the NRB convention. Pretty exciting stuff.
Very, very cool. When you're out there, say hi to Don Crawford Jr. Tell him Dave said hi.
I will, most definitely. I'm looking out for him.
Yeah, you'll enjoy meeting him. That'll be fun for you.
But I also, I can't leave you without brightening your day a little bit. And I knew I had a winner of a joke when I was telling some bad jokes, bouncing them off my wife, and she would just shake her head and roll her eyes. I knew I had to call and tell you one.
Okay. So you're not going to tell me the ones she shook her head on, though, right?
No, absolutely I am. Those are the best ones. Again, I have to keep with the humor on the show.
Yes, I know you do. What do you got for me? Lay it out on me. The floor is yours. What kind of joke do you got for us?
So I think the best one that I've come across today, Dave, is where is Solomon's temple located?
Where is Solomon's temple located?
Give me your best guess, Dave. What do you think?
I say somewhere between Jerusalem and Jerusalem.
And even though that's a very good answer, actually the correct answer is it's on the side of his head.
It is on the side of his head. The temple is on the side of his head.
Oh, I got a ding. Look at that. The peanut gallery loved it.
That was a good one. He liked it as a clap. That was a clappy ding, a happy one. Good job. You didn't get the foghorn, brother. That's what I get all the time, the foghorn.
That's left for you, my friend.
Excellent job. I hope you have a phenomenal trip. and enjoy Tennessee.
We will. Maybe call you next week and let you know how it went.
That'd be great. It'd be great to hear from you, brother.
And I appreciate all the prayers you've been giving me and my family of late. Definitely felt, definitely appreciated, and the listeners can keep on praying.
God bless you, bro. Be safe.
Bless you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Robo calling. Check again at the Dallas airport. I don't even know if he's at Dallas International or Love Field. I don't know which one he's at. See, if it was Love Field, he could have shot right up. Couldn't he have come over here a little faster if he was at Love Field? Was that close? I don't remember. I don't know where anything is. You think I know where I'm going? Ha! That's hilarious. I'm like, what do you think?
If he's at the DFW airport, man, I went to that airport not too long ago. It's almost turned into a mall.
Is it really? I'm not going to comment on too many airports. I will say this. I did travel one time with a business to South America, and I'm not going to say much about it other than the airport was a wonderful place to get away from. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to leave that right there. Just kind of move on.
Yeah, I went to Orlando, and I went to the DFW airport. It's, like, massive. You know, just food places everywhere.
Yeah.
Bunch of stores, and then when I landed in Orlando, the Orlando airport, I was like, wow, this is like 10 times smaller.
Yeah. I remember back, most of you guys will all remember this. Many people remember this, but I remember when Phoenix International Airport had, a terminal, not multiple. It wasn't Phoenix International. It was Land If You're Lucky Airport. That's what it was. All right. Let's get into Romans chapter 2.
Romans. There was no commercial fly. Yeah. You just had to grab a parachute and jump off. It looks like a good landing spot.
It's another world. Romans chapter 2, here it is. And this is coming off of the thing where Paul just mentioned to people. He said, he will give eternal life to those who persist in doing what is good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. We've already talked about that comes from Jesus. Verse 8, the very next verse in Romans 2, he says this, but he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth, and who practice evil deeds. There is no way that people can miss what God is communicating in his word, though people reject it because they don't want to be, why? Accountable. People reject the word of God because they don't want to have accountability. They reject the principle of truth. They reject God himself because they don't want to have to answer to anybody. That's the thing that drives people the most in their rebellion. But God makes it absolutely clear that those who live for themselves, those who refuse to obey the truth and practice evil, is going to be a very bad and sad existence at some point. Oh, they're not going to zip off and not be, not exist. They're going to exist. It's just not going to be good. And people are like, well, I don't think that's fair. Nobody cares what you and I think. God's going to do it whether you like it or not. It's irrelevant. And the bottom line to that process is the first thing he identifies is those who live for themselves, those who refuse to obey the truth, and those who practice evil. So for a non-Christian, you kind of lump those together, right? You just go, well, you know, they live for themselves, and you're not listening to the truth. You know, sanctify them in that truth. Thy word is truth. And so they won't have anything to do with the word of God, and they're just continually trying to practice evil deeds and, like we've said before, trying to sin their brains out. Well, phenomenal. If that's what you want to do is go to hell, just keep doing that. For believers, there's a big difference. And the difference is, and the call is, that we need to be aware that the level of disappointment that God has if we live for ourselves. If you're trying to live for the Lord, you're already working on processing the truth. If you're trying to live for the Lord, you're already working on not practicing evil deeds. But the first element is where it starts, and that is living for ourselves. When we are the center of all universes, we rob God of his glory that he is at the center. And that's just not a good idea. You following me? That is not the way to go about that. You don't want to just live for yourself. It's not that you totally ignore yourself. Nobody's saying that. But you can't be so self-absorbed that the entire universe revolves on whether you smile or whether you cry. That is not going to fly. So if you're a non-believer and you want to go to hell, okay, that's your decision. I hope you change that decision. It's a terrible decision. But if you're a believer and you want to do better, start with that principle. Stop living just for yourself. Take other people's lives into your life and have more life. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Bibles are very cool looking. You can have them electronically. You can have them in your phone. You have them in your computer. There's tons of apps. There's also cool looking book Bibles. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's great. Here's the bottom line. All that's fancy and fantastic and useless if you don't read it and believe it and process it. For those that are trying to figure out, first of all, well, why is it that the Bible is its own unique entity? What's the deal in that? Well, the same breath that went into creating Adam, which was creating creation of man, that same breath went into the Bible. And so 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. That's the breath of God. And the breath of God that went into Adam is the breath of God that goes into the book, which is why this is a unique book. And then people get really upset, and they go, well, hold on now. Hold on now, Dave. The problem there is, you know, that there's just so many people that have been a part of writing the Bible. In fact, there's about 40 authors spanning about 3,000 years in all different types of positions in life. But here's the great thing about Christian faith. If you believe that God created the universe, you're going to step out on that big ledge and go, well, if he created the universe, he can probably write a book. Well, the amazing part about the book itself is not just the self-proclamations of the book, but you get into the prophecies, and it's an amazing, amazing element that every single prophecy has been fulfilled exactly, and yet there are some to come, and we will see those fulfilled. But while you're engaging in the Word of God, here's something you need to be aware of that Christians do not recognize. That word where it says, for the Word of God is alive, is zone in the Greek. If we were doing a Greek word, that'd be zone. And that word means alive, to live. Jesus used that word in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, where he says, behold, I am alive, and I live forevermore. Same word. And the word of God is alive. And you think, well, this is just a book. It is just a book. Except for when you're reading the Word of God and the Holy Spirit connects you to the Word of God, it becomes something altogether different. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Get ready. We're going to do another one like we just did before. This is from Psalm 4, verse 8. If you listen, you'll be able to get the answer. I will both lie down in peace and blank. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in blank. I will both lie down in peace and, you got to fill in the blank. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in. Your answer, Psalm 4, verse 8. And it's a very, very, very good psalm, especially if you need aid at nighttime. Now, before we do anything else, before we take any calls or anything else, I got to send people to the website. But let me tell you first, I can get in touch with us, 972-445-0770. And people say, why do you say the phone number so many times? Because new people listen to the show. And so we want them to have an opportunity as well. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's always fun. And then you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, and I'm just going to ask you to do this. Check out the website. If you've never checked it out, there is so much stuff on there. Check out the website. There's lots of stuff up there. Give it a row. Yeah, okay. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Yeah, let's see you top that one. All right, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Some guy.
You're a fun guy? Wow. Are you a mushroom?
No.
Because you're a fun guy. Okay, I'm just checking.
I say some guy.
Oh, I know. I know what's going on, brother. you got to catch that one. Are you ready for the triv?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got to fill in the blanks, okay?
Sure.
I will both lie down in peace and blank, for you alone,
please,
O Lord, make me to dwell in blank.
Sleep and safety.
That is correct, Amundo! I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For those of you that are not having a good sleep, this is a good verse to know, Psalm 4, verse 8. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety, telling us that when you go to bed, you're feeling safe and the Lord's around you. The security helps you go to sleep. Nice. How you doing, bro? Cool.
Good. Hey, I have a trivia question for you.
Fire away.
Okay, which three more modern cars are mentioned in the Bible?
Which three cars?
Modern-day cars are mentioned in the Bible.
Okay. I know it's an Accord is one of them.
Okay.
I know I got that one. I know there's another one called Fury, right? Is that one of them? You'll drive with Fury? Don't you remember the Ford Fury? Or the Chrysler Fury? Yeah, that's
okay.
Another one. Yeah, okay. All right, what else you got? It's your turn to fill in the blanks. What are the other ones?
Okay. One is Genesis.
A Genesis, right? That's right, right, right. Hyundai.
And the other one is Nissan, the month of Nissan.
The what?
Nissan. You remember the Hebrew month?
Yes.
Month of Nissan.
Very good. That's really good. Nice job.
Good. All right, one last joke.
Okay.
What kind of man was Boaz before he married?
He was ruthless.
You got it. You're a doctor now.
One day. Excellent job, brother.
Good. All right. Thank you for praying for the people, those who are going through some financial difficulties. So I really appreciate that, and I received that too.
You got it, brother. You got it. Keep me
Thank
posted.
You, brother.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are one crazy show. We are a unique people. Okay, let's get back to the text. I'm just going to leave it there. Verse 9. Okay, so we already did. And these are some serious texts, so I don't want you to – I'm not trying to make fun of the text. Don't get weird on me. So he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey the truth and practice evil deeds. There will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on sinning, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God. For all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. So, super important to understand this, okay? When it talks about those who keep on sinning, this is the practice of sin, So I want to make sure you understand the difference between the practice of sin and committing a sin. When Jesus washed the disciples, remember when he washed them? He said, Peter's like, oh, I don't want you to wash me. Jesus goes, if I don't wash you, you ain't got no part of me. He's like, oh, no, wash all of me. And he goes, no, only your feet. You're clean. You just have to have some of you clean. When you're a Christian and you're walking with the Lord, you don't need to get saved again. You need to be washed, right? But what happens is when we fail or when we do something wrong, there's, you know, a lot of guilt gets involved. And let's be honest, Scripture is very clear, especially in John 14. When we sin, we give an opening to Satan. Whether people want to acknowledge it or not is irrelevant. Jesus said, the enemy's coming. He has nothing in me. What do you mean nothing in you? He has no point of contact, no point of entry, no point of influence, because Jesus didn't sin. When we sin, we give a little bit of ground away. And that's just a bad idea. But Christians, it's not that they don't sin. Even James said we all stumble in many ways. But what we don't do is practice sin, habitual sin, sin that we say, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this and I don't care. I'm going to say something that's, I know it's going to be controversial, but what's a Tuesday without a little controversy? A person who's struggling with whatever they're struggling with, if they are genuinely sincere in God trying to get past it, that is entirely different than a person who is sinning and could care less. If you've gotten to the point where you're sinning and you don't care, you're callousing your own conscience. And it's just like, that's terrible. It is imperative that if the Lord pricks at your heart, it bleeds. It is imperative that we have hearts of flesh and not hearts of stone, as Ezekiel references. Because if the Lord pricks at your heart and it's a heart of stone, nothing happens. If you're going to struggle with a sin, and I'm not giving you permission to, you would better be the person that's going, God, please help me get through this, get over this, overcome this. You have the power in Christ to overcome it. That is not in question. Some people do a better job using that authority in that position than other people. That is a fact. But the reality is, if you're in sin and you have no qualms about it, that is not the place to be. That is different. And so when he's talking about people who are continually sinning, he's talking about people that are practicing sin, not committing a sin. And there's a substantial difference. If you are a Christian and you are struggling with a sin, bring it to God. It's not a coincidence that the one day of year that the priest was allowed to go into the actual Holy of Holies in the presence of God was on the Day of Atonement, where they were, where Yom Kippur, where the Day of Atonement, where actual sin is dealt with, leaving an example that when we're struggling with sin, it is into the presence of God we go, not running away and hiding. Many scholars, and I'm not a scholar, but I believe they're 100% accurate, believe that God put that in the law specifically to counteract what Adam and Eve did when they sinned. They ran and they hid and they tried to cover themselves. Instead, you go into the presence of God, you bear it all, you're honest about it all, and you find deliverance and healing from it all. That's the plan. That's the purpose. That's what God wants. It's not defining, I'm not a Christian, I'm a Christian. If you're in it, don't try to hide it. Bring it to the Lord. That is the way to deal with that. That's entirely different for those that just keep on sinning and could care less. Get me? Okay. I will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm not going to do an overriding teaching that will make the Baptists or the Church of Christ proud, so neither one of you groups can be all excited about this because that's not the purpose of this. Here's where we're picking it up. As verse 34 ends, the eunuch asks Philip, what was Isaiah talking about, himself or someone else? Verse 35 from Acts chapter 8 says, Philip began with the same scripture and then began to tell him about the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized? So let's just stop right there. When Philip was explaining the gospel to the eunuch, he had to include the understandings or the teachings of baptism, or the eunuch never would have said, why can't I be baptized? He never would have said it, never would have come up, unless Philip had brought that information to light. In multiple translations, it then says, you can, Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is often known as believer's baptism. Some texts will show this in the footnote. I disagree that it should be reduced to the footnote. I think it's a part of the text. I would not fellowship with you over that. I just think it is a part of the text because he asks a very pointed question. And in this exchange, Philip is giving a very pointed answer. So he's like, well, there's some water. I want to be baptized. I want to respond to the gospel. I want to say yes. And Philip responds by saying, you can. You can get baptized. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be baptized. Now, why that's important is because this is the difference between many different groups about who can be baptized. Some people think, well, a child can be baptized. Yeah, but a child can't believe in Jesus, so then how can a child be baptized? That's the argument, okay? Those, again, those are not fellowship issues. Those are disagreements. You know, I spent 10 minutes talking about understanding who's got the Spirit of God and who doesn't have the Spirit of God. When you have a difference of application of Scripture, that person's not an evil person. They're not some kind of demonic whatever. They see something different than you. Okay. They're genuinely in a relationship with Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is what redeems us. They are acknowledging their heavenly Father, praying, Our Father who art thou in heaven. They drink of the same Holy Spirit. They come to a different conclusion. Yeah. What else is new? Does everybody think McDonald's is the best fast food? Are you kidding? There's only a few people. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Wow, that was another really fast show, right? I mean, we're almost done. What happens? I mean, I just don't know what's going on. It's like a time warp in here.
Yeah, we only have like 10 minutes.
No, it's like, what? I know something happened. I just don't know what it is. Okay, now, I want you to think about this. I'm going to give you one last one, and we're going to try a different style. I'm just giving you different stuff, so you got to think, okay? Which book would this be in the Bible? Which book is this in the Bible? Not would be in. Which book is this in the Bible? This statement right here. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil and falsely accuse you for my sake. Would that be in Malachi, John, or 2 Corinthians? Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake, my name's sake. Is that going to be Malachi, John, or 2 Corinthians? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So this trivia question is asking for the general location. So, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Is that going to be in Malachi, John, or 2 Corinthians? That is the question. In the meantime, we're going to do a very brief history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
Okay, today is Cherry Pie Day. Right? Any problem with that? I mean, how could you have a problem with that?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good one right there. It's also Love Your Pet Day. I have a love
that needs
pets.
To be every day.
Yeah, you have to love your pet every day, because if not, Bert will do what he did today. Jump on the table when I was coming out. Jump on the table where Noelle was. Try to grab a tissue from her little coffee, right by her coffee. Spill the coffee on her electric blanket, and then I had to wash the blanket. That's loving my pet. I didn't drop kick him
right.
For the goalpost of life. Also, on this day, 1886, the Statue of Liberty is dedicated in the New York Harbor. 1954, the Thunderbird was revealed for the first time. Wow. And then this is huge, and I don't know. You can't get a lot bigger than this. You can, but not much. 1872, on this day, on February 20th, the toothpick was officially patented and invented. American inventor Silas Noble, James B. Cooley, received a patent for the first toothpick manufacturing machine. That's critical. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I was expecting something a lot more important.
That's pretty important. Okay. Which book is this in? Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake or for my sake. Is that in Malachi, the Gospel of John, or 2 Corinthians? What book is that in? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. You can do that by calling 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Thank you very much. Here we go. Back to the text. You can tell what we're in, right, on the Hebrew section, right? Okay. Now just making sure, or on the Roman section. We're in the tough part, and we should be in the tough part. We should be in every part of Scripture. We should have the balance of Scripture. Here is what God says in Romans chapter 2, verse 12. God will punish the Gentiles when they sin, even though they've never had God's written law, and he will punish the Jews when they sin, for they do have the law. It is not merely knowing the law that brings God's approval. Those who obey the law will be declared right in God's sight. Even when Gentiles who do not have God's written law instinctively follow the law, they show that in their hearts they know right from wrong. They demonstrate that God's law is written within them, for their own conscience either accuses them or tells them they're doing what's right. The day will surely come when God, by Jesus Christ, will judge everyone's secret life. This is my message. Wow. I could unpack this like your pastors say for hours and hours, but we're not going to say that. Here's what you got to know. Inside of you is your conscience, and your conscience literally helps you understand the right and the wrong. It's God's built-in preacher. I just love that. So when people do the right thing because they know it's right, it's their own conscience. The scripture says, for their own conscience either accuses them or tells them they're doing what's right. That is the best preacher on planet Earth, aside from the Holy Spirit. The best preacher you have ever heard, aside from God himself, is your conscience. If you sin consistently, you sear your conscience and cut off the preaching. Wow. Don't want to do that. And here's the key in that. This is the part that people aren't going to like. Your conscience, I don't know if you know this or not. I'm not talking about, you know, subconscious. We're not talking about psychology, right? We're not talking about Freud. We're not talking about any of that. What we're talking about is God has a built-in preacher inside you, and the time is coming when God, through Jesus Christ, will judge everyone's secret life. You know how God's going to judge everyone's secret life? From the conscience that he put inside everybody. Jesus is going to, knowing everything, you know, that really helps when you know everything and you're omniscient. So what I'm trying to say to you is there is a secret life that many people have. Okay? Now, I understand. I have a life with me and Noelle that nobody else shares and nobody else is a part of. Right? That's totally normal. Nothing weird or anything bizarre. But what's important to understand is that God still knows every part. There is nothing in your life that he does not know. There's nothing that takes place that he is unaware of, period. And it's going to be to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And it's going to be the judgment and it's going to be, you know, the good part. It's going to be the bad part. It's going to be all of it. But the ultimate answer here is coming down to when you do what's right from on the inside, it's God's conscience that his conscience that he's placed inside you. So let's say your conscience that God has touched that's getting you to do what's right and wrong. And at the end of it all, outside of all these external things, people think they're just going to be judged for the really big and open works that everybody thinks is, oh, look how great they are and so on and so forth. Jesus is going to judge everyone's secret life. There is nothing that is secret with God. Wait. Not one word you've spoken, even under your breath, not one action you've taken that nobody else knows, and not one thought that you've had ever has escaped God. Ever. That, my friends, is sobering, and that is why we depend on the grace of God. Because if we were left to our own, we would surely be destroyed and spend eternity in hell. Thank you for the lifeboat named Jesus, God. Thank you. All right, the trivia question real quickly. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you. Is that in Malachi, John or 2 Corinthians, and I gave the wrong reference. Thank you, Jeanette, saving our lives again. It's actually Matthew 5:11. I gave you the wrong reference. I own it. Gotta go. Love you guys. See you in 22 and a half hours.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. It may be false, but it feels the same. So I punish myself, I go down to the jail of my soul.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.